Our reading this morning is from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 16. Unity in the body of Christ. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, making every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all. But each of us was given grace according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, it is said, when he ascended on high, he made captivity itself a captive. He gave gifts to his people. When it says he ascended, what does it mean but that he had also descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is the same one who ascended far above all the heavens so that he might fill all things. The gifts he gave were that some would be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until all of us come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to maturity, to the measure of the full stature of Christ. We must no longer be children, tossed to and fro and blown about by every wind of doctrine, by people's trickery, by their craftiness and deceitful scheming. But speaking the truth in love, we must grow. We must grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by every ligament with which it is equipped, as each part is working properly, promotes the body's growth and building itself up in love. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Joan. Thank you very much. Equipping the saints is what we're talking about this morning. I belong to a pastor's group. Great bunch of guys and gals. And one of my colleagues is the guy is something else. He looks like he fell right off the cover of GQ. And he is so enthusiastic about his calling. He's a runner as well. And he is the most active sitter I have ever seen. As he's sitting in a chair, he looks like he's moving 40 miles an hour. He's always like, boom, boom, boom. And at one of our meetings this past year, he came to the meeting so excited after, I guess it was after his daily Bible reading. I'm not sure where it came from, but that phrase, equipping the saints. And we weren't in that room 15 minutes when he blew like a volcano. And he said, it's equipping the saints. That's what we're doing. That's what we're all about. That's what a church is. It's equipping the saints. And, well, we all looked at him about like you looked at us, at me, actually. But when it's explained to you, it's energizing. Equipping the saints. Now, Paul's writing to the folks in Ephesus. And Ephesus is a very important Roman city. A very important Greek city. Just plain a very important city. It wasn't a small town, actually. Ephesus, around the time of early Christianity, had about 250,000 people in it. And it was where sea and land routes met. It was a very important city. And Paul actually was headquartered there for some time. He wrote the letters to the Corinthians from there. They say that he wrote some of his pastoral epistles there. He stayed there a couple years and preached there. It was a very important place to Paul. It was also traditionally the place where Mary, the mother of Jesus, eventually settled and lived and died. Very significant place where the whole world branched out from the city. Big population, lots of people, lots of different sorts of faith. Artemis was the goddess of choice of Ephesus. And there's this big, beautiful temple, which was one of the seven ancient wonders of the world in Ephesus. So this is a big town. This is a hot town. And Paul's talking about equipping the saints, and he starts off by talking all that descending and ascending language. Well, remember what God was to people back then. Our God, our Yahweh God. Like, very transcendent. There's a temple in Jerusalem covered in gold, and you didn't get next to God. You didn't. You had a group of priests that got closer, and one priest that got real close to the altar one time a year, and that was it. Other than that, you stayed way back. And God forbid, you should ever see the face of God, because you'd die on the spot. You see the face of God, you're a dead man. Well, compare that to what Jesus came and said. And this is what Paul is getting at. Now, there's a significant Jewish population in Ephesus. There are a whole bunch of worshipers of Artemis. There are all sorts of Greek philosophy types. It was a hotbed of philosophy and theology. And Paul writes about how God, the transcendent, the up there, the all-powerful, came down here to the lowest parts of the earth. Came right down here with us and went back up. And God, the glorious, the almighty, the all-powerful, became God, the weak and the human and the ordinary, and reached out to us like that. So that's his first big point. This is the God we're talking about. And through Jesus, this God came and lived right here with us. And while he was here, in the form of Jesus, while he was here, he gave us gifts. He gave us different things that we could do. He gave us different propensities and skills and blessings that we could use. Okay, you with me so far? All right. So we've got these gifts, all of us. And God is running, what was it? Over all, through all, in all. In all. God is running in all. Through us, over us, around us, in us. And we've got these gifts. And what are we going to do with them? Paul says our job is to equip the saints. Now, the word saints is hagios in Greek. Hagios. And it means, well, saint, it means sacred. Sacred. Okay, so we're going to equip sacred people. Who are the sacred people? Through all, in all. Everybody is a sacred person. Everybody is sacred. Each and every person, no matter how low they are, each one of us is sacred, and each one of us has been given gifts. So what Paul is saying is, the job of the church is for people to get together, determine each other's gifts, and go out and share those gifts. Our job as a church is to equip the saints, and we're saints. You feel like a saint? You are. Do you feel sacred and holy? You are. You are. You are sacred. You are holy. It's true. And you have God-given talents and gifts that are unique. And the whole point of forming a church is not to have a temple tax. It's not to have a prophet and priesthood. The whole point of Christ's church is to find sacred in each of us, to tease it forth, and learn how to use our gifts to raise each other up. Now this is why my friend was jogging in place in his chair. Because that, my friends, is very powerful. It's very powerful. First of all, you are sacred. You are holy. You are a saint. That is how God built you. You have a seed planted in you that is only yours, that will bear fruit in a way that is unique to you. If you run across some good gardeners, good people who will help to nurture that seed and help it to grow. And if, and only if, you are open to being sacred and holy and a saint. Now, if you are those things, then you will be equipped and you will be able to equip others. And it's marvelous to see this work in the world. And we see elsewhere in our Gospels when Jesus first sends the disciples out two by two, and they still don't know their hat from a hole in the ground, as the saying almost goes. And they go out, they come back to him, and I just imagine them coming back like kids on Christmas morning, you know, or like our egg hunt here, just jumping up and down. They come back so enthusiastic because they've been out healing people and ministering to people and feeding people and making a difference in the world. Making a difference in the world. And if you've ever made a difference in even a single human life, you know what I'm talking about. It's addictive, isn't it? As a coach, as a teacher, as a choir director, as a human being, as a friend, as a parent, as an aunt, as an uncle, as a bus monitor, if you've ever made a difference in someone's life, what you felt is catching a glimpse of a little bit of your holy, a little bit of your sacred, a little bit of your worth. A little bit of your worth. Wow, you're worth so much. That's what Paul is saying. Each and every one of us is worth so much. We are so dear to God. And God is so proud of us and the things we can do. Now, there's a double edge to this, of course. There always is. And the other edge is, of course, that we are challenged to recognize the sacred in everybody else. You know, I'm personally on a moratorium on any hits on Britney Spears. I don't, because I just want that girl to go somewhere and get sane at this point. But we have this tendency in our world to chew people up and spit them out, to reduce them to cliches and generalizations. And I didn't click on the story, but I did see that Dr. Phil went to the hospital, and that's good. That's good. Dr. Phil's a good guy. He does good work. But that's some of what I'm talking about. It's very easy for us to sometimes lose sight of another person's sacredness, of their holiness, of the fact that they're a child of God too. It's so easy to do that, both with celebrities out there splashed across the tabloids and also with the people in our own lives. But we're being equipped, you and me, as part of this faith community, as open and aware spiritual people, Christians. We're being equipped to recognize our own impact on the world, our own gifts and possibilities. And we're being equipped to draw out of others their great gifts as well. Now, my pastor friend is very excited about the prospect of recognizing the holy in everybody. And I'm excited about it too. I'm excited about this faith community and the year we had that could have folded some faith communities with all the death we experienced. The year that we really came together in a lot of new ways with a lot of new potential to do things. And when we have our annual meeting this morning, I want you to remember what we're about, which is only dollars and cents as much as it needs to be because we're functioning in the modern world. But what we're really about is recognizing our sacredness and our holiness and the fact that there's all kinds of people out there who don't recognize theirs yet. And our job is to take all these gifts and help see just how wonderful they are, how wonderful they can be, and how much they mean to us and to God. You are a saint. You have been equipped. You have gifts that only you can share. God loves you so deeply and so totally, and most important of all, God believes in you. Now, people reverse that question all the time, and the big question is not whether or not we believe in God. The big thing is that God believes in us. So let's go forth, this faith community. Let's take on this charge from Paul and in our big city. Let's spread the word, one individual at a time. Hagios, holy, saintly, sacred. We have the gift. Let's share it. Amen.